Highbridge Audio presents 40 Lashes Less One by Elmore Leonard, read by Peter Renaday. The train was late and didn't get into Yuma until after dark. Then the ticket agent at the depot had to telephone the prison and tell them they had better get some transportation down here. He had three people waiting on a ride up the hill. A man he had never seen before, who said he was the new prison superintendent, and another man he knew was a deputy sheriff from Pima County, and he had a prisoner with him, handcuffed, a big colored boy. Whoever it was on the phone up at the prison said they had sent a man 2 hours ago, and if the train had been on time, he would have met them. The ticket agent said, well, they were here now, and somebody better hurry with the transportation. The Pima deputy said, hell, it wasn't anything new. Every time he delivered a man, he had to sit and wait on the prison people to get off their ass. He asked the big colored boy if he minded waiting. The Pima deputy said something about sweating all day and freezing at night. But the colored boy, whose name was Harold Jackson, didn't seem to be listening. The new prison superintendent, the new temporary superintendent, Mr. Everett Manley, heard him. He nodded and adjusted his gold-framed glasses. A little while later, they heard the noise outside. The ticket agent looked at them through his barred window and said, there's a motor conveyance pulling into the yard. I reckon it's for you people. Mr. Manley had never ridden in an automobile before. He asked the driver what kind it was, and the driver told him it was a 20-horsepower Ford touring car. Powerful and speedy. Belonged to the superintendent, Mr. Rinning. When the gravel road turned and climbed close to the south wall, Mr. Manley had to look almost straight up, and he said to the guard driving...